down, 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 let it. See, the funny thing is I went country with that. Like, down home country song. But.
Take me home,
country roads.
I said it backward.
Whatever. It's fine.
Take me home, country roads.
Take me home to Philadelphia streets. Freedom. Those aren't right. Anyway, so we're back at Roswell.
Yeah.
We've been gone for a little bit, but we're back.
I missed them. Did I? That's a lie.
We were lost in the desert. That's what happened.
It's true. It happens easily, as we learned.
It does. And, you know, we came back. Isabel was sick. We thought she was crazy.
She was in the psychiatric ward.
Yeah.
I think I said that right.
Where did I put people? You know, casually. People just casually put themselves there. For fun, I guess. She seemed to be treating it as if it were a resort, so yes, I guess.
But she was like, I'm trapped, I need to get out of here, and I'm like, you did put yourself in here.
Yeah, I'm like, if anything, y'all should have put her in the bunker, because no one else needs to be knowing that they're aliens.
Oh, but Max and Liz and Michael, forgot his name, They don't know about the bunker, though.
I know, but I feel like enough characters knew about her that knew about the bunker as well. That could have.
Honestly, what I'm just learning from watching that is if I lived in Roswell, I'm gonna just put myself in the bunker so I don't get killed off. Just in general.
Yeah, that's pretty much how things work.
Same for Riverdale. If I lived in Riverdale, I would just live in a bunker. Those people are too crazy. I want to be involved in that.
There is a bunker in Riverdale.
Is there?
Yes. Great.
Can't wait to get to that. I already got to and I don't remember it, which
spoiler is spoiler alert, lucky. A lot of people have had sex in it.
It's Riverdale. Is that a spoiler? Does that count as a spoiler when it's Riverdale?
Teens have fornicated here.
Teens have fornicated everywhere in Riverdale, as far as I can tell.
That is very true. If you can find a booth at Pops that they haven't.
Oof.
Ooh, gross.
I'm sure Pops has seen more than he wants to.
Pops is the true ride or die. He is Fort Knox. He has seen everything.
It's true, yeah. How is Pops still alive?
I think he's eternal. He's eternal, and he just watches over Riverdale. He's, like, bound to the land. That's why he, like, works at Pops. He's, like, an actual ghost. He just lives there in Pops.
I guess.
I'm Pops.
Well, I guess back to Roswell. Yeah. Since this is not River Hell.
Yeah.
Plug. You should go watch River Hell if you're interested.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. You can find it. So anyway, Roswell, Isabel is sick. She's going through it, and she decides to use her power of influence or whatever the fuck. She enters the dreamscape and like incepts Kyle, and is like, hey, stab me with the poison, I want to die. Or maybe she's not, I
want to
die.
I think if it stab me with the poison, I want to get rid of my power so I can not kill people.
Yeah. But
I don't think the intent was to die. However, as we found out.
In a surprise turn of events.
That did end up being the end result.
Side effects include death. End of list.
They said something about, like, her blood rotting. I'm like, can blood rot?
They're like, she's just chilling out. She's just, like, hanging out with her husband. She's
they
like,
were
oh,
about to
cool.
kiss, too. That was the best thing, is they were about to kiss, and she starts coughing up blood. And yeah. I'm like, wow.
He was just like, she coughed up a lot of blood, bruh.
And then
well, he sent
Liz is like, her blood is rotting inside of her. And I'm like, can... I don't know science. But
I
can
don't either.
Blood rot?
Far be it from me to clock the writers of this series on
the
science.
Does blood have an expiration date?
Now, that is a hard-hitting question.
Not for, like, things to Google.
Does blood have an expiration date?
I need a vampire friend to
join us next week. Here, we have Edward Cullen here just answering all of our blood-related questions.
Does blood have an expiration date? Anyways...
I feel like Carlisle would have been the one to ask.
That's true. He was a doctor, too, so he would have, like, both sides of it.
He was real, he was really into blood. He's like, I'm a doctor and a vampire.
Blood was truly his passion.
Blood is my passion.
Some people be like, I'm really passionate about music. Carlisle's like, look, I'm really into blood.
Like, you don't even know, bruh. Also, he was low-key sneaky because he was just like, hey, we need blood. Let me get some of that.
True. Very clever of him. You go, Carlisle.
I know. Anyway, so back to the desert that is free of vampires, unfortunately.
For now.
For now.
You know what?
That is the true point. For now. So Isabel's dying. Her husband's freaking the fuck out. He's punching mirrors and shit.
Yeah, and he shattered that whole mirror. And I'm like, bro, I don't think you're that strong. And if you did hit that hard enough to break it, you probably also broke your entire hand.
He was bleeding. So, at least they
had that glass. For us.
So, yeah, I was like, at least they had that for us. Because, you know, sometimes they'll just be like, oh, they're fine. They're fine. They're just fake.
So fake.
Hashtag fake.
Plus, looking at him, I'm like, I'm sorry, you don't look like someone who could break, like, a mirror. Just, like, true. With your fist.
You don't look like someone who could, like, slap someone hard enough.
Yeah.
But anyway, I digress into dragging, what's his name, Paul? Something like that. Noah. Close.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
Paul, Noah, close.
Yeah, Isabel's, like, dying. Liz is doing her whole thing where she's just like, I don't know, man, she like help or not, and blah blah blah. And then she apparently just does because she's like, I can't let him lose his sister because I've lost my sister. I know how that feels.
She was like, I can't watch him lose her.
Yeah, because she keeps thinking about, like,
it wasn't even like a, oh, I don't want that to happen to him. It's like, I don't want to watch it happen to him.
Because this was also the episode that she said, she was like, we weren't meant to be together. And I'm just like, okay, but you guys act like you were.
Yeah.
So that's a very annoying point. But anyway, whatever,
Liz. There are a
Liz.
Lot of annoying points in this show.
Specifically with Liz and Max.
Yes.
Everyone else I seem to be completely chill with. Even Maria and her random storylines that they've decided to suddenly bring about. It's like as if she literally fell off the face of the earth for like a while,
yeah,
and then came out of nowhere. It's weird. It's very strange, but whatever. We're just gonna ride this out.
Well, I do have a fun quote from Isabel when she was still in the psychiatric ward.
Ah, yes.
That you specifically requested I write down.
I did. I do remember that.
Which is, I'm an influencer, like bad gal Riri.
That was her in reference to her abilities, and it was very funny because I was just like, okay.
Just, I feel like Roswell is very much like, we're just like throwing in a bunch of these like references to like current events, and I'm like, but it's so random and out of place. I think, I don't know, like when, never mind.
Yeah, it's all really random.
Like,
I know what you're talking about, but.
there's so much where I'm like, but why did you have to say that? If anything, I feel like it just pulls me out of the world. I'm watching Roswell for escapism. Like,
I mean, I've never been to the desert, so I just want to see people who are in it.
I'm not watching Roswell for current events. Thank you.
No, I turn away from CNN for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to watch Isabel struggle and Liz be like, should I save her? I guess, but she killed my sister. Mm-hmm. Which is always her thing. That's literally her all the time.
Yeah. Well, didn't you say she's a Taurus?
I feel like she probably is.
I agree.
After, you know, doing River Hell and we were going through all of the characters' astrological signs,
mm-hmm.
And I thought Hermione was a Capricorn, and she's not. She's a Taurus. And
interesting.
I'm like, you know what? That would make sense for Liz because she never lets shit go. She's very stubborn.
She really is.
And also kind of boring and forgettable. So, and that's the whole thing with Taurus. Is there both of those things?
To be fair, most of the characters in Roswell are boring and forgettable.
Yeah, I'm really just here for the gays. And
everyone seems to be. No one seems to be here for anyone else.
Hey, it's all about Galians right now.
It's true. Galians are in.
Yes, with Runaways and Roswell. Those two R's.
Straight vampires, get out. It's the year of the Galian.
This is 20 by teen? Is that what it is? Is that what they've claimed it as?
I have heard that, yeah. Well, it hasn't caught on like 20 gay teen, though.
Nothing will.
No, it's true.
And nothing rhymes with lesbian. It's like the orange of the gay words.
Lesbians don't get shit. What else is new?
They don't get a year named after them. But they can find another thing that they can...
20 lesbian team.
They'll have to come up with another name that won't be lesbian or something. Like, another... You know. What are the synonyms? Yes.
Words people that mean say the same like bit. Sapphic.
Sapphic what?
Like...
Sapphic 20s...
Like, a specific 20? Phrase I heard was, like, sapphic energy.
I don't know. We're not going to figure this out today. I know that for a fact. We're not going to run through the dictionary.
Hey, Siri, what are some synonyms for lesbian? She never wakes up when I want her to. She never answers me.
She's never helpful, in my opinion.
I have to go full, like... middle-aged parent talking directly into the microphone and like weird enunciation and make her wake up.
I too have to do that, and that's just to get simple things accomplished.
Yeah,
but you know, that's technology. Two steps forward.
She wakes up a lot when I don't ask for her, though. Literally just the other day, or just yesterday, in the middle of us recording a podcast, she speaks up and goes, "Did you accidentally summon me?" And I'm like, "Excuse me?"
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time with my my Amazon thing. Mm. I can't say her name because she'll wake up. Mm. And it's very, it's a lot sometimes.
You know, her.
Yes, her.
You know who we're talking
about. I'm actually living the movie Her right now. Oof. But... Well, without the romantic stuff, just this scary, just the scary robotic.
Yeah, Chad, portions. You have something you want to talk about?
No, I didn't want to let that linger in the air. It's something that might be
clear debated. It up for anyone who was questioning.
Yes. So, okay, Isabel, they decide they're gonna save her. Michael's like, "Hey, Liz, let's get together." He's like, "I'm smart, you're smart, I'm like hood street smart because I didn't get to go to college, I had to self-teach myself, and I'm an alien, so I'm like hella smart, right? I'm an engineer." He would have probably, on his planet, he probably would have been an engineer or a scientist. Good for him. Too bad. That's why he wants to go back. He wants to go back so that he can be appreciated on his planet, his home world. But anyway, I digress into the mystery that is Michael. What his motives and goals are very unseen. He just wants to be happy, and he doesn't know what he wants. He's a bisexual who doesn't know what he wants.
Yeah.
He's playing games, and as Demi Lovato once said, and I stop don't playing approve. Games.
I don't approve.
I don't either. No one approves. So, yeah, they get together. They do their science. They're like, "Hey, we need to figure out how to save Isabel," but Liz is like, "Hey, it's going to take me a while to synthesize whatever the fuck this is, to break it down, you know."
Yeah. Are we talking about all the episodes or just the first one that we watched today? Okay, because you're talking about things that happened later.
No, I'm not. That's the same thing.
When they got together and did science, because she got put in the pod in the second one.
No, it was the first one.
Because the first one ended with her dying on blood.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
No. That's not what happened.
I don't remember.
They put her in the pod. So they put her in the pod in this one.
Sure.
Yes. That's okay. So they put her in the pod. They decide that, hey, the only way that we're going to figure this out is to figure out how to put her in the pod.
It all blurs together.
So Liz accidentally figures out how to open the pods. I don't know how.
Melted silver or something. Something like it mimics the membrane.
Yeah. Whatever.
You know, science. Just trust the alien science.
Yes. But anyway, so they figure out how to do that. They put her in the pod because
it'll, Liz was like, keep her.
Yeah, but they're like, she might forget everything, but she doesn't somehow. I don't know why. I don't know why they were concerned that she might forget everything anyway. I think they were all just like infants before when they were put in the pod, so they didn't fucking remember anything to begin with.
Because what if instead of the pod keeping them, like, completely the same, it like, they still age, they just age at, like, a very small rate.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe they're put in the pods as infants, and then when they woke up 50 years later, they were 7. Just a theory. I don't even think it's correct, but I'm just saying, I don't know what's wrong.
I mean, that's fair. That's fair.
I don't think that's the angle they're trying to go for, though. I think it's probably something less, or I think it's probably something more dramatic.
Very true. But anyway, they put her ass in the pod, you know, Liz is trying to figure it out. We jumped like 6 weeks later. So we just jump, like, 6 weeks later, and what? They're just, Liz is doing science.
Was it 6 weeks? Because at one point they said 28 days, and I'm like, oh, so it hasn't even been a month.
Yeah, so at the beginning, I swear it said 6, but it could have said 4, but I don't know.
I didn't read it, so
it went by very quickly.
But at one point, they said it's 28 days.
The titles that they do on this show go, like, super quick. So, yeah. Like, if you're not paying attention for, like, a split second,
which we often aren't.
Yeah, because it starts with a fucking commercial, so I'm like, whatever, I'll just tune out for a second. And by the time it comes back, I'm like,
Yeah.
I'm trying to, like,
I have to remind myself I'm watching something.
Yeah, plus I have to go through the recap.
Yeah.
So I forget what's going on.
Yeah.
But anyway, they're still trying to break Rosa out of the egg thing, or whatever.
Isabel?
Whatever. Isabel.
None of the names matter. We just make them up now.
Yeah. I often forget that Rosa is dead. So,
same. I always try and call Liz Rosa.
I kind of wish her name was, because Liz is just boring. That's why she's so fucking forgettable. She has a boring-ass name. It's just like,
she is, yeah.
Hi, I'm Liz.
Well, that's why in the OG one, I always call her Rachel. Because I just think of that actress from Unreal.
Yeah.
So I just call her Rachel. And then people are like, who are you talking about? I'm like, you know, Rachel. They're like, what? I'm like, oh.
But you know what's weird? Wrong character. For her, that character makes sense to be called Liz.
Yeah.
Just because it's like,
yeah, Liz makes more sense in that one. This one doesn't, Liz doesn't feel like
the right name. Yeah. Yeah. Whatever. Anyway.
I also get Max and Michael switched up a lot.
It's the M names.
Yeah.
They didn't think that one through.
No, they did not.
But anyway, we digress into the bad planning on the naming of these characters. The reboot, like, if they're going to reboot it, maybe they should just change the names just to be fun. They're like, why not?
Oh, this episode was the one that, like, should have been titled Horny Desert.
Yes.
Because everyone was just getting real horny in the desert.
Yep.
Like, in the middle of the desert.
Specifically, but in all fairness, the entirety of where they live is the desert, so...
That's fair.
They just go outside and they're like, ah, I'm horny.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know.
Previously on Horny Desert, coming to you this fall.
Sand in all the crevices.
sand. Coming to you this fall on MTV. I would love that. Why haven't they done MTV like Arizona?
Ooh.
That would be so fun.
I'd be here for the drama.
Yeah. Drama in the desert.
What if for one of those reality shows where they take a bunch of young adults, stick them in a house and watch drama unfold, it's just like in the desert. In Arizona. Yeah. Have fun in the fucking desert, you guys.
There has
Hope
to be
you
a,
brought
like...
your moisturizer.
Wait, maybe there has been, like, a real world Phoenix. Maybe.
But I need it to be in, like, literally the middle of the desert. Like, I'm talking Roswell Desert, not Phoenix Desert.
Real world Death Valley.
Yeah. Like, you're basically stuck in the house, there's nowhere to go. Pool? No, you get sand.
Sand everywhere.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just how it happens.
Talk about a horny desert, am I right?
Am I right, ladies? So, there were a lot of things happening in this episode. Michael was, I don't know, they decided to go see that faith healer this one, I think.
Yes.
And yes. They were very excited about that. They were all like, oh, finally we'll get some answers. She seems like she might be an alien. Is she an alien? But she's not.
No, just plot twist. A scammer.
She was just a good old Joanne the scammer.
I'm just surprised that literally none of the people in the crowd were able to notice the big ass LED lights taped to her hands to make her
They did look. Not look discreet at all. They were just like, maybe she was hiding her hand the whole time, and then she was just like, come here, person, and it was just like, whoa!
Yeah, and, like, only showed it one angle. But even then, like, they were big enough and, like, chunky enough that I'm like, especially in person, all you have to do is have a seat slightly on the side, and, like, you're gonna see part of that. Yeah. Like, whatever. I'm not watching this show for realism, so I don't know why I'm complaining.
We're complaining because we can, and that's the real L.
That's true.
The real. That's the thesis.
Yeah. And then she does the whole thing where it's like, are you really telling an indigenous person about cultural appropriation? And I'm like, they really threw that in, didn't they?
That was a fun little bit.
It was, yeah.
Just for fun. It's just like, you...
No actual purpose to the plot at all, other than being like, yes, they're indigenous, so...
True. We also got to see Michael's jacked up hand.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
So, they were just like, we want to make it a point that people see that he has a fucked up hand.
It was really janky. And then they kept referring to it for the rest of the episode, even though they've, like, never talked about it before.
Yeah. Because he never went to the hospital, He never got that bitch set correctly.
Yeah.
So it was just...
It was all lumpy.
It looked real gross. It looked like a car ran it over.
It's true. It looked... Yeah, it was real rough.
Looking real rough. Didn't we forget about... Was this the episode where Alex and his dad had their thing, or was that the last one?
I think that was the last one.
Well, anyway, we forgot about that.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely the last one because this note that I took.
Your gay son can't take it anymore.
Yeah, you specifically said that.
I did say that. It was because Alex was...
When you hit his dad with the cane.
He was like, hey, I'm going to confront my dad. And the first thing I noticed is that he had his...
Crutch
again.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, production team found the crutch, so now he's back to using the crutch. But he was using it to fake out his dad. And he asked his dad some questions, and he was just like, don't lie to me, bruh. And he lied to him, and he was just like, I tried to be nice, and then literally knocks him out with the cane. Or the crutch. And I'm like, wow. And that's when your gay son can't take it anymore. He can't take any more of your lies, dad. He's also gonna hack into your system because, you know what? He's a gay handicapped hacker. He's a GHH. A GHH, y'all.
Why the accent?
I don't know. There's no particular reason.
Mm-hmm. Oh, one thing we really, really need to talk about is Michael, Maria, and Alex.
Yes.
Specifically, that we hate it.
We do hate it. So much. We are not a huge fan of the love triangle, but we're also not a huge fan of the bisexual love triangle.
Yeah. Like, I'm so mad.
Yeah. It's mainly because they put so much work into Alex and Michael.
Yeah.
For them to just be like, oh, he may be interested in someone else. And I'm just like...
And then they went and fucked in the desert.
Yeah, and I'm just like, well, to be fair, they have yet to DTR. But I would think that they would be a tiddly bit faithful to one another.
Yeah, because especially, like, it's not like Michael doesn't care about him or he sees him as, like, a side thing because he... obviously, like, the way the show has framed it, cares about him in a very deep place for a long time, right? Like, it's not even like I'm just casually interested in him because he's another gay man in this area.
Yeah.
It's like, no, he's had a pretty, like, he has a deep history with him. And then he's like, she's fun, I'm gonna fuck her in a desert.
Yeah. That's really what it is. She's just like, Rose is like, I'm fun, I'm drunk, and I'm angry.
Rosa,
and sad.
You mean Maria?
Whatever.
Maria. You called every single female character Marie or Rosa.
It's fine.
We just start calling all the characters Rosa.
So, you know, Rosa was mad at Rosa.
And then Rosa got mad because of Rosa did this other thing to Rosa.
I'm referring to Rosa Parks, in case anyone is wondering.
Oh my god.
But,
But yeah.
Maria, yeah, she's just like, I'm fun, I'm angry, I'm sad.
I just don't approve. And the only way that I will support this, any outcome of this love triangle that is in any way a love triangle, is if they all just become a throuple.
Yes.
That's the only way.
I love that. I'm in a throuple with an alien. That sounds like the cover of, like, the National Enquirer or something.
Like, if they're a throuple, I'll accept it. Otherwise, he needs to pick a person and just go with that straight
up.
Like, I'm talking, like, no hurt feelings either way. He just picks someone and everyone moves on because I'm over the love triangle.
I am too.
And you can blame Jane the Virgin for that at the CW. I'm adding you.
The CW does have an issue with that. Because, I mean, as we recall, they did kind of try and do it on Riverdale a little bit.
Riverdale has a love pentagon. It's not even a triangle.
They really do. Or
too many sides.
It's a love. What's the thing that has, like, a lot of sides so it doesn't have to have, like, a particular name? Is it a polygon?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a love polygon. It has a lot of sides.
Too many.
Very much.
And also, it's a polygon that, like, crisscrosses all over the place because there's just a lot, you know?
Half of Archie's graduating class are Eskimo sisters.
Truly. Like, especially with just all the parents. And all the
adulterers.
Yeah, all the adulterers.
Adultery. There we go.
Yeah, all the adultery among the adults is something to be concerned about.
Philandering. Anyway, we digress again. We often keep trying to travel back.
Sorry,
to
it's very fresh in my mind. Like I told you, I watched over half a season in the last like 40 hours. So.
It's very fair. So, you know, I don't really support the whole love triangle either, but they seem to be continuing on with it, so I guess we just have to roll. Luckily, you know, Alex was just like, well, the funniest thing is Michael and Maria had sex out in the desert, because, you know, the desert makes you horny.
Yeah.
They have sex out in the desert.
Like, literally in the middle of the desert on the sand.
Well, they're on a blanket, because they were going to go watch the stars, I guess.
It was not a large blanket.
It was big enough to fuck on, but they decided to do that.
And then they did not get dressed afterwards, and then she woke up in the morning, still naked, in the blanket. And I'm like, you really couldn't get dressed again before falling asleep naked in the desert?
Or at least put your underwear on.
Right. Right? I'm like, I feel like you can't be that drunk and immediately tired to where you're like, immediately after sex, just passes out. Like, I feel like you weren't at that point.
Like, in your head, you're just gonna be like, Maria, are you really gonna be pussy out in the desert?
Yeah. Like, middle of the desert. And, like, from the clothes they're wearing, I'm like, I also, from what I know about the desert is not warm at night. Like, it is cold year-round overnight. I'm like, you cannot just be naked in the desert.
And yet, there she was.
I guess. And then he was just chilling on a rock shirtless when she woke up.
He was getting dressed, I think.
He never put that shirt on, though.
It's true. He sat there shirtless talking to her because he wanted to be all sexy.
It's true. And then like, hey. I'm convinced he, like, hid her necklace in his boot.
I don't know. It just ended up in his boot because my favorite part was when Alex came to talk to him and was, like, gonna talk to him about a bunch of random shit and was just like, Michael's like, hey, there's something in my boot.
And he pulls out the necklace. Axe is like, that's Maria's necklace. I almost said Rosa.
Yeah, see? It's contagious. It's really hard. It's hard to keep them clear.
They're all Rosa.
It's hard to keep the water clear.
Is Rosa dead, or does she continue to live among all the female characters?
Her spirit wanders the town of Roswell, haunting them forevermore.
Oh my god.
Screaming, I'm not a drug addict! It was aliens! And she rings a bell.
Yes.
But she's also wearing, like, old-timey clothes, like colonial garb.
Yeah.
For no reason. She's just like, I went to a Halloween store.
I can't handle this show. I can't.
That's what I want to happen, but I mean, that's not gonna happen. No. But anyway, so, you know, he pulls out the necklace and is just like, hey, that's Maria's necklace. And then at first he's just like, I'm just gonna leave because this is awkward and I'm hurt because I'm gay and I'm sad and I'm emotional. Because he's secretly an emo still. Inside.
See, yeah, he's, I feel like it's, he only thinks it secretly, but, like, everyone knows.
Yeah. Like, he's constantly walking around in Hoobastank plays. Because that's what plays when you're an emo and you get older. It's either that or, like, Dashboard Confessional.
Oh my god.
Specifically Dusk and Summer.
Aged emo.
Specifically Dusk and Summer because they're in the desert.
No
beach, just dirt.
I just really want them to play up that emo angle with him, and they aren't, and it's disappointing to me.
I would very much love if they brought emo music into their repertoire of soundtrack.
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be great. Like, stripped down versions of it, like acoustics.
My God. Well, is that not what they're doing for so much other stuff? I mean, they did Jumper by Third Eye Blind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to make sure I wasn't getting my bands confused because sometimes I swap out words.
No, there was a couple. There was like Third Eye Blind and like Three Doors Down and Three Days Grace. Yeah, so it's very hard to remember.
Sometimes I swap the words out. It's just a different one every time. So.
And they were all popular at that time. So sometimes it could be either one.
Yeah, exactly. They did Jumper. What was the one they did today? Oh, I can't remember.
They did Alanis Morissette a couple times. They love Jagged Little Pill, but everyone does.
But it was the one that was, like, the slow acoustic version again that was, like, taking a more popular song and making it sadder and slower.
Do you remember how it goes?
No.
I don't either.
Anyways, just trust us.
It was funny. Because, honestly, the soundtrack slaps, but the fact that they do these, like, slowed-down acoustic versions of, like, 90s songs is really funny.
Yeah. Oh, one thing we forgot to mention, back to the pods.
Yes.
So Isabel's husband saw the pods while Max and Liz were making out in the desert.
Because, you know, desert makes you horny.
It's true.
Previously on Horny
he
Desert.
And he was just, I guess, lurking in the desert, and he saw them making out. He's like, perfect time to creep around, and he sees the door to their little, alien dungeon. So he goes into the little hidey hole, and he sees the pods, and he, like, runs away. It never shows him leaving. They just go in, and you assume he's gone.
The next immediate scene is Liz going back to the fucking lab, and Kyle being there, and being like, hey, the cells are great. We can finally, like, wake her up, so we can get her out of that egg. And then she's just like, I don't know if I want to.
Yeah.
She's like, she's like, she killed my sister. I don't know if I want to let
her out. Liz really wanted, I think the whole reason she wanted to put her in the pod is so she never had to deal with her again.
Basically.
It's like, not technically dead, but also not around, and that's how Liz really wants it.
That's true. We see through you, Liz. We see through your fakeness, you fake bitch.
It's true.
What if she is.
What if she's a Gemini all along?
That's the real plot twist. So, anyway. I totally forgot about... Whatever. We don't even have to, like, remember exactly which episode they bring this along, but, you know, Michael has a bunker.
As he does.
And it's just... Did you just tie off your shirt as if you're an amputee?
I just tied in a knot. And now I'm just playing with it.
Amazing.
Sorry, I have to entertain my hands. Do you not see how often I mess with things when we record? I've been flapping my sleeve around for like 15 minutes.
Noticed that. I just haven't said anything.
No, I just am twitchy. I'm a twitchy. I can't sit still.
It's fair.
Blame the ADHD.
Blame it on the 80s.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. Anyway.
Moving back. Yes, Bunker. Michael has Bunker.
He has a secret bunker where he's been keeping all of his alien research, which is funny because before he was in a trailer, and I'm just like, where'd this secret bunker come from all of a sudden? But I think they were just like, hey, we need, like, a physical set that we can go to all the time, that we can just set up the goddamn lights.
True. Yeah.
Which is interesting. I'm like, they should have just done that beforehand, but I guess they didn't have it finished, or they didn't have the money or whatever before.
Maybe they didn't think of it. Who knows?
Maybe. Which is why they did the trailer. But, I mean, that was in the pilot, so. They do the pilots before most of the, like, all the other episodes anyway.
I have questions.
I have actual questions. Hashtag why.
Tweets at the CW. Why?
At the CW. Hashtag why.
So, anyway. I can't wait to do a top 10 reasons that Roswell, New Mexico is your next honeymoon destination. And the first 9 reasons are that the desert makes you horny.
Top 10 reasons why the desert's going, why Roswell, New Mexico is going to be your honeymoon destination spot, and why you will be watching Roswell, New Mexico on the plane right there.
Again, top 9 reasons, desert makes you horny. 10th reason, aliens.
Yep. Absolutely.
Aliens are hot.
Aliens are hot and sexy. Don't you want to get probed?
Which leads us to when as Isabel came out of the pod.
Yeah, they got her ass out.
Met up with her husband, who first of all was like pointing a gun at her. It was like a whole thing. And he's like, I married an egg person.
Not only that, my favorite part is that she's dressed like she literally just got her 23andMe back.
Oh my God.
And then she found out she was like 1/8 Cherokee. She's like,
is that not how she dresses like half the time though?
I mean, sometimes she's just like, I'm gonna wear this Navajo thing.
I feel like, but it's when she's hanging out with her husband, that's what she dresses in. But when she dresses normal whenever she's not around him.
Yeah, but she was wearing that like brown, not corduroy. What is that? Like that weird.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like a
hide.
Yeah, it's almost like a hide, but like fake.
Yeah. So she was wearing that and like a whole bunch of turquoise jewelry.
Yeah, it was rough.
It was very questionable.
But it was like a dress with a collar too. It was weird.
It was just a very questionable look. But, like, it wasn't an ugly look. I was just like, wait, why are you wearing that?
Yeah.
Like you specifically. Not like it looks ugly.
Because Arizona.
I guess. It feels weird for a white woman in Arizona to wear that. Yeah. I'm like, why don't you just wear normal
clothes?
Oh,
I'm sure they exist. I'm sure.
What's funny is she wears that, and yet Liz just wears normal clothes. Liz is just always wearing, like, normal shit. Like, she shops at Forever 21.
And then Maria is either, like, dressed, like, extremely conservative, like, for an office job.
Like, she has to run an ashram.
Like, she's a 50-year-old woman who works in a corporate office.
She shops at Talbot's.
Yeah. Or she's dressed like...
Slutty biker.
Yeah.
Slutty biker girlfriend.
Ready to go out on the night.
Yeah. Which is funny because that's when she went out with Michael, I want to say.
Yes, it was.
She went by Liz's job and she was just like, look, I'm
She
off
went
work.
Out with a purpose.
That's her thing.
But then Isabel, so she made up with her husband. Nothing particularly interesting happened there. But then he was like, I can't believe I've literally been probed by an alien. And I'm like.
Oh, it was a very facepalm moment.
It was. It really was.
It was a lot to take in because I'm just like.
Oh, Noah.
Oh, we already know that you have like a bondage kink. Or one of you do.
Yeah, because that was in the pilot.
Yeah.
And like, that was the first time you see them. Is them, like, yeah, doing bondage. Because I remember she, like, ditched him and was like, I'll be back.
And I know you're all thinking, are they really going to kink shame Roswell, New Mexico? Yes. Yes, we are.
Yes.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, that was just too much. Noah loves getting pegged, and that's just information we all have to accept and live with. Whatever, I guess.
Food for thought.
It's a lot for thought. I don't even know if it's just food. It's an entire banquet for thought. A banquet hall
all
for thought.
All you can eat buffet for thought.
Oh, so Now Isabel is having war flashbacks of which she was possessed.
My God, yeah.
Because the alien serum, like, the basically... antidote. Yeah, the antidote jolts her mind.
It's regenerating her, and therefore is regenerating her brain cells. So parts of her brain that have gone dark are now going light again. Because that's how brains work.
Again,
Someone's sitting there in my brain just flicking the light on and off rapidly.
Hey, haven't you seen SpongeBob?
Yes.
There's 100 little cats.
He lives in my brain.
There's 100 little SpongeBobs that are in your brain just saying, hey, we need that one thing. And they're sitting at a desk typing on a typewriter.
Yeah.
So whenever you need to know something, they're just like...
My brain is just a dumpster fire, though.
Yeah, it's that part where they were all just throwing stuff in a fire.
Yeah, but that's my brain, like, 23 out of 24 hours a day. 1 hour a day, I experience that. Just 1 hour.
You're like a koala.
Yeah. I can work with that.
Well, anyway, so Isabel's having war flashbacks. Noah gets shot in the hospital.
Oh, yeah, he did get shot. Forgot about that.
Because we find out in this episode that whomst ever they are, is possessing Isabel. My bad. Possessing Isabel because she,
we don't,
like,
know any of their names.
He's possessing her when she blacks out, or, like, because she blacks out.
And by he, we mean another alien.
Dun, 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 dun. There's a fourth alien. Oh, yeah, we forgot to talk about the partner who found out that they're all aliens. She's got
basically half the town knows about the whole alien thing at this point. It's fine.
Yeah. So if you're wondering the count for humans that know, like, aliens, we have Max, Michael, and Isabel. Those are our aliens that we know of. There's a fourth one, Mysterious. He's dun, mystery. Dun 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 dun. Shrouded in mystery. But everyone else who knows is Liz, Kyle, Max.
Alex.
No, not Max.
Yeah, Kyle, Alex, Maria.
And, no.
Wait, no, Maria doesn't know.
Maria doesn't know. She's the only one who doesn't know.
Yeah.
But the partner knows, and I don't know what her name is. She's just blonde bitch number two.
Yeah, the other blonde bitch, as you named her when we first met her.
Not Isabel. Max's,
I guess, technically, technically Alex's dad.
Yeah. Alex's dad. Kyle's dad.
He sort of knows, but he's not, like, in on the loop.
Yeah. But there are a lot of people that know. Noah. He also knows. Now.
Noah?
Yeah, the husband.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, there's so many people who know. I'm just like, I know it's not that many, but it's, like, one of those things where it's just,
and, like most of them have found out very, like, it wasn't like, oh, we're telling them. It's like, no, we just suck at being sneaky.
Yeah, so it makes you wonder how they stayed hidden for so long.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it sounds fake. There's no way.
That's fake news, bruh.
Yeah, because they're so bad at being subtle. Like, they're so... Noah has to be so dumb to literally have taken this long, because he was married to her for so long and he never caught on to anything, and they're awful at being, like, sneaky.
Hey, he thought she was an alcoholic.
Yeah, because there are nail polish bottles everywhere.
He is not the brightest bulb.
No. He really isn't.
Maybe that's why she married him. She was just like, he's dumb and doesn't think I'm an alien. I'll marry him.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. It's Isabel's life, I guess. So, that's where we are. Like, there's a mysterious fourth alien. He burned down the research wing in the hospital.
And made someone shoot up the hospital.
Yeah.
And then destroyed the lab, like you said, and burned it down. And now the anecdote is gone. Which Isabel then chugged.
Yeah. But that's, like, when she found out that the alien was a him. I definitely said that already.
And it was a him, and he was in love with Rosa.
Yes.
The actual Rosa, not another character that we're calling Rosa.
Yeah, because he was fucking crazy. Well, he's crazy, probably. I mean, you know, all these aliens seem to be a little messed up, but...
Who do you think it is? Do you think it's someone we've met?
I don't think so. I don't think they would do that.
That's fair.
Because if it was, it would have to be someone hidden well enough. It would have to be someone that we have encountered a lot, but we see, like, tertiary.
Yeah.
But there isn't anyone like that other than, like, the female characters. So.
What about that one racist guy?
Well, I don't think it was him, because he was all like, who's possessed?
Oh, yeah,
because
he also got possessed.
Hmm. Yeah. Because everyone here is actually a redneck. Because apparently desert is the same as, like, backwoods.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard that. I mean, Texas, come on.
Speaking of which, Michael is very has become very cowboy-like.
No. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He has. He just suddenly started wearing the big belts and the cowboy hat everywhere.
Yes, he's just like, buckle, cowboy hat, I'm a bisexual.
Oh my god.
Buckles. Buckles, boots, and bisexuals.
Being a cowboy is part of bisexual culture now, so straights get out.
Yes. Buckles, boots, and bisexuals, everybody.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I love it. I'm just now gonna assume anyone I see in a cowboy belt, boots, and hat is now a bisexual.
Or Mexican. They're really into that. I don't know what it is. It's like a whole thing.
I know someone at the school that we went to who wears that stuff. Like.
Unironically?
Yes.
Well.
Like, that's just how they dress. And it's usually paired with camo.
Well, on that note.
You're welcome.
We'll be turning into another episode of Horny Desert next week. I'm so glad that we were catching up. We took a while. We had to take a break, but, you know.
Yeah.
Life comes at you fast, am I right, ladies?
Oh, so great.
Here at Allstate.
My god.
So come back to the desert with us, you know. Come back to Horny Desert.
Bring your chapstick and your lube. You'll need it.
And probably a bottle of water.
Yeah, true.
As always, thanks for listening.
Gucci!